on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about keeping it real. Are you Pollyannish and simply ignore what you don't like? Do you feel like if you don't focus on something, it won't ever come to pass? Learn how to keep it real as we begin our month focusing on summertime. Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, today's episode was inspired by a couple things. And if you're watching this on video on YouTube, I'm definitely keeping it real with my hair. Kind of did this funky sticking out thing, pebbles or something like that, but having fun with it. I thought, you know what? You're talking about keeping it real. Keep it real, because everyone that looks glamorous on YouTube, they have an entourage, time, money to do that. Fantastic. I don't. I like to keep it real. I've got lipstick on. I put some eyebrow stuff on. You know, as you get older, you need to, your eyebrows get a little spare. And not to say without makeup, but I don't hire an artist. And if someone do my hair, I keep it real. And I think that that's something that a lot of people, the feedback that I tend to get over and over is that I'm real, I'm authentic, and I put myself out there. And as you know, I'm far from perfect. Another part about keeping it real is this is the last month I'm going to be recording in my home. In my current home, we're set to move. I am moving to literally 40 minutes from where I am now, 32 miles south, but it's more rural. We have one choice for internet. We set it up now so that we can just switch it over when we move. So I have no clue how things are going to work. So I'm setting it up now so that if I get in trouble, things don't work, I've got time to figure it out before the podcast starts again, because we'll be taking a summer break. So I'm getting a little sentimental here. But today was really inspired because I belong to a group that is about, I don't know how accurate it is, you know, because you can have fluff in numbers, but it's over 20,000 people who live in the triangle where I do. And so someone at the beginning of this year had posted, man, 2018 was a bad year. Double raising my hand on that one. And she just was being real and being authentic. And then someone in another post slammed her. I mean, just went off on her. And it was just really mean, because it's, you know who you're talking about. And just like, oh, you have to, everything is lovely. If you have that attitude, you're going to create it. And then there was this kind of like Goldilocks, the just right of someone who posted, hey, I had a really bad year, but who wants to do a vision board for 2019? And I thought it was a nice medium. Why it was a good medium compromise is she acknowledged that she had a bad year, and then she was taking action, right? I talk about awareness plus action equals change all the time. So I was really impressed with this person's solution. I've also noticed the older I get, they don't care what people think. And I mean that in the best possible sense. Do I care if you think I'm a good person? Yeah, probably. If I don't know you, maybe not so much. Do I care if you're like, OMG, look at her hair? No, not at all. I spent too much of my life. If I could go back to my younger self, I'd say don't sweat the small stuff and don't allow others' opinions influence you too much. So how do we keep it real? Because stuff happens. We all have stuff that challenges us in our lives. And I encourage you to remember that. We're all going through things. And so not to excuse continual bad behavior, but just remember that. Sometimes say, well, you know what, maybe you're having a bad day and they just got really horrible news. Acknowledge and recognize stuff happens. Life isn't going to always be this smooth road. I had someone post the other day, you know, how do you keep cheerful and focus on abundance and all these things when stuff happens? And it's, you keep it real, you have gratitude, and know that what goes down must come up. So just be aware stuff's going to happen. Be honest and evaluate where you are. And that example that I shared in the beginning of why it really inspired me to do today's episode the person who was belittling the people who had 2018 had a really bad year wasn't acknowledging and wasn't honest about the situation. She was putting her blinders on to other people's pain. And so if you aren't honest about your situation, then a lot of times you can't evaluate it properly. You need to take a step back and kind of be neutral and release those emotions and say, okay, I'm in a bad relationship. How am I going to move forward? But if you're not honest and like, oh yeah, the relationship's fine. Oh, that's just your perception. He doesn't treat me well. And if he doesn't treat you well, then if you're not honest, you can't evaluate and course correct and take the steps that you need to. Remember what you can and can't control. I can control how I respond, what I think, what I say, what I feel, but I can't control other things. You know, that was one of the hardest parts with my loss last year, because so much I had no control over. I had no control over, and I probably was a little bit thinking that I did, and that's probably what caused a lot of my pain and suffering, because I thought I've done everything that's been asked of me. I've done everything possible, and it's not turning out. So be aware of what you can and can't control. I can't control what other people say and do, but I can stick up for the person and say, hey, you know what? Stuff happens. You're saying that everything's okay and not acknowledging other people's challenges isn't okay either. You aren't helping the situation. You're probably doing more damage than good. The mentor teacher that I no longer work with once told me that the law of attraction doesn't work for everyone. And I kind of am still discussing on this, thinking about it, but I have to say in my life, that's true. That you wonder like, gosh, you know, I think sometimes you can control your thoughts. You need to focus that and you need to keep it real. With a movie like The Secret, I think that that probably has done some harm in the sense that if you're like, I say my affirmations, I do this, I have my vision board, why hasn't my life turned out how I desire it to be? We probably all know someone that it's like they snap their fingers and boom, it appears. I don't think that that is for most of us. And in my personal belief system, I'm constantly thinking about this and refining it. I read a really great book called One by Richard Bach, which I think explains what can be a really complicated view of life very well. And he does it. He was a pilot on an airplane. So that's kind of how his metaphor that he uses. If we're here and we have more than one life, and if we're exploring and seeing how things work, or if we have multiple timelines and are doing these lives simultaneously, that's the thing that makes my head want to pop. Because I'm like, okay, how come I only acknowledge this life and I'm not aware if I'm doing 300 lives at the same time? But it would make sense to me, like, oh, I want to try this on this lifetime. I want to try something else. And so every lifetime, you're not going to be able to manifest that way. And so I'm not convinced. I mean, I still think you need to be positive. You need to acknowledge what's going on. You need to do everything that you are capable of doing and know that, you know what? You might not be one of those people that can just manifest instantaneously. And the more I've thought about this, I'd have to say I'd agree with that, because I think there are so many people that do all those things. And then again, when it doesn't happen, we're like, what's wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you. So at this moment in time, and of course, I leave everything up to debating and learning and growing, but that's kind of where I'm keeping it right now. And right now that feels like that's the truth for me in this moment. So I give you that perspective that there's nothing wrong with you if you've tried to manifest something and it doesn't happen. I do believe, because I think it's a little differently, that what is going on inside is definitely reflected in your environment. If you are kind of chaotic inside, it's going to be reflected in your environment in some way, shape, or form. And I laugh. I'm really stressed out because I'm just stressed out with the move and everything. But a lot of stuff is packed up. We continue to pack so there's not too much chaos. But I feel like a little internal chaos is going, but like in my car, like I just cleaned out my car the other week and I'm like, okay, you've got to get your stress out some other way and exercise. So I just encourage you, if you have, keep it real by not assuming the law of attraction is instantaneous and works for everyone. And if you're one of those people that's going for you this lifetime, fantastic. But just be aware, it's kind of like that poster saying, oh, you're negative Nellies, and don't say it's bad. It was putting our head in the sand.
When you prepare for death, you can live your life fully. Where is all that information to your online assets, and would people know how to find it? What do you want people to remember about you? If you were to die suddenly, who would take care of your pets? Julie Caraccio can support you in end-of-life planning and organization. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn more.
And that's kind of my next point. Accept what's going on and don't bury your head. I've worked with people who have clutter in their lives and are in debt, but they don't open their bills. It's putting their head in the sand saying, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to face it. And maybe if I do this, it'll go away. Now, what do you think? Do you think the bill collectors are going to stop calling? Do you think that a magic eraser is going to come and add money to your account or take away your debt? Probably not likely. It's that awareness plus action equals change. A lot of times we can get one, but sometimes not the other. So just accept it, keep it real, and face the problem head on. And that's the time if you need to ask for support. Know what your strengths are and know where you struggle, and that can help guide you to finding people who can support you. Because burying your head in the sand is not going to do anything. That's not going to change things. And a lot of time, that will probably make the situation worse. Give yourself time to heal, mope, cry, scream, shout, whatever it is that you need to do. Remember, our emotions are just energy that want to move. I think especially for women, we get caught up, oh, it's not ladylike to scream. It's not ladylike to punch. No, heck yeah, it is. Whatever you have to do to get that stuff going, this screaming and crying and moping and grieving and stuffing your face or keeping it real, don't just do the na 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 and put your fingers in the air, right? You keep it real by acknowledging your emotions. You keep it real by sharing what you're feeling, by getting all that moving and acknowledging, you know what? Life sucks right now. Instead of being like, oh yeah, I'm a negative Nelly. No. You are giving yourself an opportunity to do what you need to. Move forward. That's the take action part. That's every step counts. If you do 10 minutes a day on something, and God love Cottie because she caught my mathematical error. Now, apparently I can't use a calculator because I thought I went and must have had an error. So anyway, if you do 10 minutes a day, that's over 60 hours in a year. Think about that. The week and a half of work. You can accomplish something in 60 hours. It's almost 61. So don't think that those little steps are doing nothing, because they aren't. And sometimes it's all you can do. Maybe sometimes all you can do is open the bill. You know what? I opened the bill. I can't face it right now. Okay, but I did open the bill tomorrow. And again, like, you keep moving and putting that foot forward, and you're keeping it real when you do that, because you acknowledge, okay, I'm in debt. I've got to do something about it. All right, my first action is to open the bill. My second action is to say I need help. My third action is to reach out to someone I know that's good with money. Or my action is to post in a group and say, hey, I'm in debt. I have no clue where to start. So remember to take that action. And again, if you need to scream or shout or be frustrated, you're keeping it real. And then finally, keep it real. And this was inspired in the same group, and the woman who's like, what do you do when you're down and out? Focus on what you do have. See the goodness. Like, I'm really stressed out right now, but I'm okay. I have a roof over my head. I have enough to eat. I have more than enough to eat. I have my husband. I have my three awesome cats. And again, putting that in the frame of mind that, you know what, even though I'm struggling right now, even though I'm keeping it real, there is still goodness out there. There is still something that I can count on. Try and this is hard, trust the process. Trust that everything is happening for a reason. You know, a lot of times we can't see the bigger picture. Have you always, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm sure you've heard that expression. Because there are things you might find out a year from now, like, oh, that was going on at the time. Interesting. That kind of changes things a bit and gives me a new perspective, right? Sometimes we get so caught up in the moment that we can't take that step back and try to look at the larger picture. And I was talking with a young child and I was talking about how, you know, spend your focus and energy and not all the time, but okay, I'm going to visualize us winning the game today. And then maybe you win, maybe you don't. And maybe what you don't know at the time is that there was a child on your team and that team needed to win that game to make sure that they got X number of wins so that they could play in this tournament. And maybe one of the kids on this soccer team in this tournament is seen by a scout. And then he gets a college scholarship. And then he ends up getting a scholarship to med school. And he's the kid that creates a cure for cancer. Now, you're not going to know that at that moment. And that's something that would take, what, 20, 25, 30 years to develop. And you can't see all that. And so understand that there's maybe a bigger picture going on. And don't get frustrated when you're keeping it real. And just allow for that bigger perspective. Because that might support you and help you understand. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge what happened. Do what you need to do. Cry, scream, punch. Accept that it is what it is. Move forward and do something every day. Be aware of the good. Understand you might not have the full picture. Trust the process. On next month's episode, we're talking about go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.